star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, you know what time it is. America's favorite question time. It is Safety Talk on KWHI. Craig Montana being joined in studio by Corporal Jimmy Morgan. As always, the DPS answering your questions, folks, whether you have them, about being on the roadways, the highways, the byways, the backways, those caliche roads, or it could be on the water, through the air, whatever it may be. You got your questions here online, in studio, 979-836-9937, or send us an email. I've got my email open up. We're looking for them. Mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. Get your questions in. Morgan, Corporal Jimmy Morgan, and as always, sir, thank you very much for coming to visit me. You know, any of those things at work. I mean, musical microphones over there for you. Pick one.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay, that would work. Yeah, I'll use it.
Oh, man. How you doing, man?
I'm tired.
You're tired?
I'm tired.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Busy night last night.
Busy, oh, yeah, we were just talking about that. You were at that, what we just heard on the news moments ago about that chase and crash on Highway 105. And I know that's still an ongoing investigation, so I can't give too much information. But
well, we're trying to, you know, obviously all the parties involved, family members and everything else, that's the first ones we try to notify. Mm-hmm. Once we figure out exactly all what happened and all that, so, and then obviously then we'll release that to the media. Mm-hmm. And that should be coming up shortly. I think we pretty much got everything balanced out on that. Yeah, it was interesting. Right now, if you hadn't heard, it just basically the trooper told me last night that observed a car driving erratic. Occupants were not wearing seatbelts, attempted to make it a stop. They eluded them, went east on 105, high rate of speed. Actually was aiming his car at other vehicles, forcing them off the roadway during all this.
And the people that were fleeing,
yes,
were doing this.
Yes. Wow. So this kind of behavior, I mean, it just... nothing that I've seen in a while, but as he got closer, was able to run the tag. The vehicle was reported stolen out of Brazos County. Mm-hmm. So right there, we got two felonies going on at one time with a misdemeanor on the seatbelts and stuff. But attempted to elude the Stinger spike system that was set up by an additional trooper. And vehicle went attempted to go around, lost control, and struck another vehicle that had actually stopped and visit with the trooper, and the trooper told him to turn around and go back the other way. Well, Stella just kept going, and they went up the road and stopped on the shoulder. So they were rear-ended by this vehicle that lost control. And then that point, some people got ejected and some stuff, and third vehicle comes along, and it's involved in the accident. So, and all that, then the driver of all this tried to flee, so we had to get him apprehended. So that's where we're at. We got some hurt people and a deceased person. Mm-hmm. I was going to give you a number today that where we were at on our fatalities, but I can tell you right now that's changed.
So. Yeah, I saw it. We were in Houston last night going to the ball game. I think it was like 16.
69. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were averaging somewhere about 278 a month, 9.2 a day here in Texas. If we double that, that's going to be somewhere we've been averaging somewhere around 3290, almost 3300 deaths in the last 5 years. So we're probably, as we're going, we're probably going to be pretty close in that neighborhood. If you
average,
I'd
say that, you know, 3,000 deaths is average.
Yeah,
but
I mean. It's not a bat. This is not a batting average I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is real lives that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I had that going on, so I got in a little late last night. But, hey, I'm here. I wasn't going to miss the show.
Yeah. How late were you guys out there last night?
Well, they were out longer than I was. Obviously, I had to deal with the media and stuff and whatever. I would say I think they opened the highway at close to midnight last night. They were... scooping debris, moving some cars on records and all that stuff. So there, and TxDOT was out there. Thank you, TxDOT, and the fire department and the other agencies that were assisting us, Sheriff Aldo Hannick and his department. So, you know, it's, there's a lot of things going, but I think pretty close to midnight, I think we should have had that thing pretty much being open. So,
okay.
I guess that time of night, whatever, traffic kind of dies down so much.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, if you think about it, you know, if there was one good thing about it, that it did happen, you know, late at night like that,
yeah.
instead of happening, you know, in the morning.
Right.
You know, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, that could have been.
Well, and that definitely would have happened. Trust me, I've been calling you to say, hey, let your listeners know they need to take a different route to work if they're going 105 East or something. So that's where you guys come in and help us out.
We try.
And try to, you know, help people out. This TxDOT has that mapping system where you can go on and look at crashes or construction, whatever, that a lot of people use to make sure whatever route they're going. But so there's different avenues you can find out. But certainly we'd like to let the media know to alert people. So what else going on? Everything going on, Brennan?
Right now, man, no, we're just kind of, you know, cruising along right now, enjoying the summertime. It's hot.
About a buddy of mine, Craig Caden, he's a commercial vehicle enforcement officer with our department. I've been knowing Craig for a long time. Very good what he does. And so we did a little program together the other day down at Cook's Point. By the way, Craig, that food was pretty good. You can just tell the boys I said it was pretty good.
You're welcome.
I'm glad. Yeah, it was I took it to go, and it was still good when I got home. I said, why don't you come on to my show? And I know people from time to time, they're commercial people that have questions on their regulations, rules, and all that good stuff. I thought having Craig on today.
Yeah.
If anybody has a call, question, and wants to call in and visit with Craig and ask whatever question, hey, take advantage. I got him here today.
This is your chance to talk to a trooper, you know, and not be face to face with them. So.
Right. Absolutely. So
in a nice setting.
Yeah. I mean, so
not at the cab of a truck.
So I brought him here to do that for us, and let's see here. While we're talking, the grass is drying out.
It is.
And sadly it is. And so I want to tell people that it's never a good time to throw your cigarette butts out, but it's starting to get where you certainly don't want to cause a fire or anything like that. I don't know where they are on their right-of-ways starting to cut. So I see some cutting on parts of the state, but it always helps when the state was able to come through and do their grass cutting and stuff like that and keep the grass down just in case somebody does throw one out. So I want to encourage everybody certainly not to throw anything out start a grass fire.
All right, I think we got a phone call here.
Sure.
Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. You have a question.
Yes, I got a question. When they put out the spike strips,
yes, sir.
How you get around the strike strip? Don't they go all the way across the street road?
No, sir. No, sir. They don't.
Oh, just halfway.
Craig, I'm sitting there guessing 12 feet.
About 12 feet.
About 12 foot wide, You know, when you're that officer, and depending what's going on around you, other vehicles, other traffic, and say you're the only cop, so you're trying to pay attention to what's going on coming towards you, but you also got to pay attention to the motors and everything else. So not knowing what lane, like I've already, you know, mentioned earlier that this guy was already going to the opposite side of the roadway, forcing cars off the roadway and stuff. So,
mentioned earlier.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is somebody else talking?
No, I think they got the radio up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be rude. Anyway, you kind of got to have to guess where you need to start out with the spikes, and then you have to move them accordingly where the vehicle's actually out on the roadway. So, we've been using spikes systems for many years now, so it's no new technology. So a lot of people know we have them. And so they kind of know what to expect. And so we do, it's a technique we try to use to make the stop, pursuit come to a safe stop. And, but when people avoid them and they lose control by doing that, and this is the kind of things that can happen.
Okay.
But I thank you for your call.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, Yeah, they've been around for a while, and I don't know what other new technology. We wish we never had the pursuits. If I could come up, one of the things I thought of one time, you know, these cars that we, or vehicles that we drive now, they're all electronically driven and all that. So I always thought it'd be kind of neat if we had a system where law enforcement that where you can actually knock out the one out like a fuse on a car or whatever and just make it come to a stop.
In the movie,
now, I know. I'm saying, look, I know that seems far fetched, but somebody says you're not far fetched as you think you may be.
I've seen in the movies before they do that.
Yeah.
We got another phone call here. Good morning, y'all. Safety Talk today. You have a question?
Yes, sir. Have they ever tried using in a chase situation like that a high powered rifle with a armor-piercing round that would, you know, just shoot the engine block, it's going to stop it pretty quick.
Well, in my career, which has been now 26 years, I've heard of some pursuits where, you know, we tried every option we can before we have to actually use our weapons. Now, I know of one stop where I was towed one time on a truck tractor semi-trailer that was fleeing law enforcement that there is some truth with this gentleman saying there is parts of an engine. It don't have to be the engine block. There is parts of the engine that if you take out, say, the radiator, the way these engines are set up now, if you cause damage to the radiator and starts leaking and all that, it automatically senses that and it'll shut the engine down. So there is some truth to what you're saying. It don't really have to be the engine block. So there's some of some of that technology's out there, but and that's been done where the officer would get in front of the vehicle and actually try to take out some parts of the engine that would actually shut the vehicle down.
Yeah. Well, as in your earlier comment about the jamming or the fuses, some of them have now hacked into some of the newer cars, but
I heard about that. That'd be a strange feeling, somebody else driving your car, and technology is good, but it's good how you use it and when you use it is sometimes it works good for you and sometimes not so much.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks for the phone call here. Again, phone call is 979-836-9937, whatever it is that you want to talk about this morning, or send an email, mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. We got another phone call.
Okay.
You struck a nerve somewhere this morning. You hit something. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Good morning. How you doing?
Absolutely good. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. I just like to say I appreciate everything y'all do out on the highways, and it's a shame that there's not more nice ones out there. There are a few ones that, you know, cause problems, like the one over there in Prairie View the other day.
Okay.
And it's real sad that the police have to, resort to that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I appreciate everything that y'all do for us, and I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I try to drive my speed limit and everything. Just want to let y'all know I appreciate y'all.
All right. I appreciate the phone call.
Y'all doing a fine job. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. Right. Thanks for the phone call. There we go. All right. There you go.
Let's take a break, and I come back, he mentioned something, and I've got some things I want to point out about law enforcement in general and traffic stops like that. And I think if people listen to what I have to say, they may get a different perspective on some of the stops. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about that. But don't forget about Craig over here. Now, I brought him along. He's sitting over here smiling. He said, boy, this is easy. You know?
But, he's getting all the hard questions. So good.
And gentlemen down there at Top Donuts down there this morning, I went in. I was going to visit with him. I didn't lay off the donuts. You don't see me with no donut. Right? guy says, are you fixing
none? I know.
He says, are you fixed to be on the radio? I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'm in for a good laugh this morning. I'm thinking, I didn't know how to really how to take that, but okay, whatever, okay. But,
all right.
Hey, if you get a laugh, if that's what this program gets you, hey, that's fine. I'm good with that. I'm good. If I can put a smile on your face today, I'm good with that.
All right, we're happy with it, too. Thank you. All right. Safety Talk once again. We'll take a short break. 979-836-9937, or send us an email, mail, mail at kwhi.com. Back in just a moment.
Want to keep your beautiful smile? Smile Keepers General Dentistry for Kids and Adults is now open in Brenham in the new shopping center between Golden Imperial Restaurant and Papa John's Pizza. Dr. Sharma at Smile Keepers offers laughing gas to make your visit more comfortable. And there are TVs in each operatory and in the play area for kids. New patient exams start at $30 and extractions are as low as $150. Plus, they offer same-day emergency appointments. Just call Smile Keepers at 979-830-5022 to schedule an appointment. Start your day with great smiles. Smile Keepers accepts Medicaid, CHIP, most PPO insurance. Plus, they offer low cash prices and financing is also available. Dare to compare. You'll find Smile Keepers, new state-of-the-art facility, the place you want to go to keep that beautiful smile. Smile Keepers, 224 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 979-830-5022 for an appointment. That number again is 979-830-5022 for Smile Keepers. Se habla Espanol.
Fosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main in downtown Brenham is celebrating 70 years of continued service to the surrounding area. On September 14, 1944, a tradition began with honest, affordable sales and service in the jewelry industry. Morris and Carol Fosky, sons of the founder, are seasoned professionals in the jewelry business, ready to serve you with honest and professional sales of diamonds, watches, and fine jewelry. Fosky's Jewelry wishes to thank the community for selecting them the Banner Press Reader's Choice Award recipient for the past 11 years as the area's favorite jewelry store.
McCoy's Lumber at 1803 Highway 290 East in Brenham would like to show their appreciation to all their customers for their support throughout the years. That's why they're having a customer appreciation day on Friday, July 24th from 11 till 1:30. Be sure to stop in and enjoy a free lunch of hot dogs and chopped beef sandwiches catered by the cannery. There will also be door prizes including a Yeti cooler, tickets to the Fayette County Fair, and gift certificates. Also visit with 20 different vendors. They can answer your questions about their products and give you ideas and suggestions about your next do-it-yourself project. Be sure to try your hand at the dunking booth to see McCoy's store manager get all wet. The KTEX 106 Posse will also be on hand with our wagon wheel of prizes where every spin is free and every spin wins. So for a whole lot of fun, don't miss Customer Appreciation Day at McCoy's Lumber on Friday, July 24th from 11 till 1:30. McCoy's Lumber is located on Loop 290 just past Washington County Tractor.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveways and septic rock. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North. Open weekday 7:30 till 5 until noon on Saturday. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9784.
The Giddings Area Chamber of Commerce invites all seniors ages 55 and over to the Senior Expo on Tuesday, July 28th at the Sons of Herman Hall on Highway 77 South in Giddings. At this free event, you'll be provided with information about services, businesses, healthcare, and lifestyle information, which is available in the Lee and Fayette County area. There will be over 40 booths offering information that impacts seniors, including info about assisted and retirement living, health issues, medical care, Alzheimer's support, hearing, and other topics. A hamburger lunch will be served from 11 to 2. At the booths, you'll receive lots of giveaways such as pens, flashlights, koozies, calendars, magnets, cups, notepads, water bottles, pill boxes, medical alert items, lotions, and more. So plan to attend the Senior Expo on Tuesday, July 28th at the Sons of Herman Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a free event. And coming on Saturday, August 1st, is the Charity Garage Sale from 8 to 12 noon at the Depot Complex. Come shop for a good cause. To find out more about the Senior Expo or the Charity Garage Sale, call the Chamber at 979-542-3455.
It's the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. I'm the sports doc, Ed Pavel, and you know it's never too early to start talking college football, and that's exactly what we'll be doing this Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line. I'll be joined in studio by the head coach of the Blinn Buccaneer football team, Coach Keith Thomas. Buccaneers getting ready for the 2015 season, and we'll talk with head coach Keith Thomas this Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line, 535 on KWHI.
Welcome back once again. Safety Talk on KWHI. The fastest, the funnest hour on a radio as we've got Corporal Jimmy Morgan in studio and Trooper Craig Caden. Caden in studio as well from the CVE, answering any questions you have about anything on the roadways. I think you guys got it covered left to right, shoulder to shoulder, don't you?
Well, we try.
I hope you do.
I mean,
you got enough books and paperwork over there that says you do.
I had a guy tell me, we was doing a program together. And he said, you know, the difference between me and Jimmy, I got all that stuff on my phone. He's got it in paper over there. You know, that's, you know, I'm old school. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just old school.
You know, you've had a system, right? You've had a system for a long time.
Right. You know, we were talking, I don't know if you remember this conversation. I found some paperwork, weekly of mine, that says November of this year will be almost 3 years we've been doing this program.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're thinking like a year or something. It's been a little longer than a year.
Wow. Well,
so it's fixing. It's fixed to come up about 3 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean,
people, they want you to stay around, so you're doing something good. Evidently, you haven't made them mad yet.
Yeah, but the time flies. You talk about time flying. I'm like, I didn't know it was that long. But
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, but, how long I've been? So I looked through my weeklies one time, and I meant to tell you that a long time ago. So we had a caller during the break.
We did.
And very good question. She was asking about driver license. Mm-hmm. So you get stopped, and the officer asks for your driver license. And you say, left him at home. What happens? Well, typically what happens is that the officer will say, do you have anything else that may have your license on it, or do you know your driver license? So you would give that to the officer. Now, he may ask for additional information, your name and date of birth. So when he runs the DL, then that name and date of birth should show up on the DL. So he knows that you just not give your neighbor's driver license that you knew or somebody else. And that happens, and I'll bring that out what I'm going to go into on these traffic stop stuff. But so then at that point on that particular instance, the officer can issue a warning for failed display or a citation for failed display. So you can still get a citation or a warning for not having your driver license with you. I would say in general, most officers, if everything else is good, they'll probably issue a warning on that violation. Mm-hmm. So that's a good question. So the gentleman had called early about traffic stops and mentioned a specific traffic stop. I won't comment on a active investigation. I'll leave that up to my director. Mm-hmm. But I will entertain questions and kind of walk you through in my 27-year career. I can probably give you a little bit of idea of what happens on traffic stop and the officer's perspective. And certainly as a motorist out there, if you've got your own perspective, maybe you have something, and I entertain them questions too. But typically on traffic stops, what I like to tell people, I remember back in, especially my younger days, I used to stop people for like minor violations and stuff. And during the contact, the person may say, hey, why aren't you out here stopping the real criminals? Okay. And it always dawned on me. I would say, well, could you tell me what a real criminal looks like? I mean, then, yeah, that would make it easier, our job. If we already knew who everybody was, that our job would be simplified. Also on some of these traffic stops that the motoring public is going to understand that there's a lot of people that are in drug trafficking trade, all kind, maybe burglaries, maybe smuggling, maybe they're murders, violations or warrants or whatever. So these kind of people, we stop people all the time that are in their vehicles going up down the highways on minor violations that start out just to be a minor violation. So when that officer makes stop, when he first makes that stop, it's all about, okay, where am I stopping the vehicle at? Where safely I can do that? And what do I need to approach? Officer safety, am I doing driver's side, passenger side, whatever? So his first thing is the safety of himself as he approaches the vehicle. Now, he's also looking at the vehicle and trying to look to see how many people's in the car, what everybody's doing, where the hands are, and all that good stuff. So it's some safety stuff going on. So certainly after that point, he reaches to the vehicle and states and identifies himself and says the reason that you were stopped. So that's kind of basically how it should go. And then he's going to ask produce insurance, driver license, whatever. And so during all this time, though, based on what I had said earlier, he has to make, you know, obviously he knows why he's got you stopped, but at this point, he's got to make sure there's nothing else going on. And he's looking, asking a few questions, whatever. Once he makes that decision, then he's going to either issue a warning or a citation and come back and tell you what you need to do and how many days if he issues a citation and send you on your way. That's typically how what I would say a basic traffic stop would go. So there's a lot more going on in a vehicle that a lot of people realize, especially if you sit. Sometimes people, I'm just saying, you can't, if you're watching, say, a video of a stop, you can't see all the other things that are actually going on and what the officer's seeing and what he may be, what you may not realize what's going on. So I would say that in general, that's how a traffic stop is conducted, what an officer actually goes through. So what we, and I tell people, look, if any time an officer during this, if you do not agree with his conduct, his professionalism, absolutely call, find the department, find the supervisor, and make the phone call, especially with our department. That video, all these video traffic stops are videoed, and the supervisor is going to take a look at that and visit with the trooper, and he's going to get back with you. He's going to let you know, this is what I saw and whatever, and this whatever. And so, and then if there's a citation issued and you disagree with the actual stop, let's don't have court on the side of the roadway. It's that is not a good thing to do. It does not lead to good things for either party. So you know they're going to give you a court date and all that good stuff when you need to contact your judge. Take advantage of that, and like I say, let's don't have court on the side of the road. And just because you sign a citation, that is not a plea of guilt. That is only a promise that you're going to appear in front of a magistrate. And that's basically how a traffic stop should normally go. So just thought I'd kind of point that out as far as, you know, just everyday officer.
Yeah. And if a trooper or someone gives you a ticket, they're not going to take it back just because you're arguing with them.
Right.
They're like, I didn't do it. Well, oh, okay, we'll take it back and tear it up. That's not going to happen. So it does no good, right?
In general, yes, but like I say, you know, our department, if I'm going to try to do a little bragging here, our department, and I've been working this department now going on 27 years, we pride ourselves in professionalism and our training. And if you ask other state agencies and other agencies across the state, they understand what I'm talking about here. And so, but at the same time, that for us to catch these people that are using our highways, that are smuggling children, narcotics trafficking, people that are committing other types of crime, burglaries and all that. I saw five burglaries on one traffic stop on a window tint violation one time. So I'm just saying there's more going into the traffic stop than you, then the traffic stop itself. It goes beyond that. So we just try to do it in a professional manner, and I think that's what people expect, and that's certainly what we're going to try to get.
Okay. Then we got a phone call here today. Good morning. On Safety Talk, you have a question?
Yeah, I got a question. You know, as being an officer myself, I was just wondering, don't you think that the dash cam should show more than what it shows, especially when an officer get out of view, you know, for the protection of the officer and plus the protection of the citizen or whatever, you know, one whoever we pull over, whatever, you know, that way they can't say, well, you did this and you did that.
Okay.
And I don't know why the dash cam would just show straight ahead and not, you know, not on the sides and stuff, you know, because that's where most of your problems come up at, on the sides.
Right. Well, let's see if I can address that. One of the things, what he's talking about, is that when you position your patrol car, you position it in a manner which you protect yourself as you approach the vehicle. So you may offset it and set it back a certain million feet. It only shows so much width.
Yeah.
So now, when you're out of the vehicle, you don't never know when you're, I mean, certainly if you're right at the vehicle, you know you're definitely being filmed. Now, where you walk off scene or whatever, you never know when that is. Now, certainly if somebody goes running, you're out 100 feet to the right or whatever, you know pretty much, mm-hmm. then, yeah, you're out of. But typically, an officer really never knows where he's off camera. Now, do the people that make these cameras, do they need to make a wider lens, whatever, that's technology stuff? Sure. I mean, yeah, it helped law enforcement. But, it's only so wide. But based on how they have to park their car is what's going to get picked up on the camera and what's not. And then certainly, you know, if somebody's asked to step out of the vehicle to the off the roadway, then you take a chance sometimes of being off camera depending how far that is.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Here we go. 979-836-9937. 836-9937. Or send us an email, mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. And here's another phone call. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk.
Yes, sir. Have a question. If the speed limit is 70, what is the lowest speed that one can drive at without getting a ticket?
Without getting a ticket? Well, let me see here.
I see a sign that says 70. Well, I hardly ever drive 70. My speed is 60. So I was just wondering about that.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. If you're doing under the posted speed limit and you're, say, like there's a shoulder or whatever, and if you want to do that, that's fine. That's one of the reasons why you can use the improved shoulder to go to the improved shoulder, let the other traffic go on, and then move back to the main lane of traffic. However, if you don't do that and you're doing 60 and say the speed limit 70 and you got five or six cars backed up, officer could stop you for impeding traffic. So
okay.
That's where – now, if you're out there by yourself doing 60, there's nobody around you, that officer probably that's not going to get you stopped, but it's going to get you stopped if you're backing up the traffic flow with other vehicles. So that's what they got.
Okay.
That's what they got to look at on that situation.
All righty. Thank you much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Craig, I don't know why they're letting you off the hook today.
I'm glad. First time.
You know,
this is amazing. I mean, how many questions we got over the years? This truck tractor.
There's something that's all we get. Truck drivers are calling in. You know, whenever they had the medical card stuff was on. I mean, that's all we were getting.
Yeah.
Was the truck drivers and but you know they may all be out on the road working today.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, you caught them on a good day.
Yeah. Now if they stop and want to ask a question, we want that to be hands free, correct?
Yes.
Hands free. We want them to stop, pull over the side of the road, then ask the question.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't want to cause a wreck out there.
Take a little break.
All right,
you got another phone call. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk.
Hello.
Hello, Safety Talk. Hello. Good morning. No, may be a bad connection there. It happens. Cell phones, they get wonky sometimes. Tell you what, we're about 20 minutes in front of the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and take one more break this morning.
Okay.
I'll let you kind of get another train of thought going here.
Let's give a question to Craig.
Maybe he can figure out something he wants to talk about and mention this morning.
Yeah.
He can drum up his own questions.
Yeah.
Make him work
and
for
I'm sure he's got some stuff.
Right. So we'll figure that out. We're going to step away for just a moment here,
sure.
Pay some more bills, and be back more Safety Talk. 979-836-9937. Call to ask your questions or send us an email again, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com. Back right after this.
For great Mexican food this summer, head to Mariachi's Mexican Food Restaurant, conveniently located on South Market in Brenham. On a tight schedule for lunch, order one of their quick but delicious home-cooked lunch specials for only $5.99. They also have a large menu of dinner specials from tamales to enchiladas stuffed with your favorite meats and cheese to sizzling fajitas. Plus, they offer some really refreshing drinks to keep you cool. That's Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant, 2104 South Market, next to Sutherland's. Place orders to go at 830-9015.
Summer is a great time to see your dentist, and Brenham Family Dental is offering a summer special. Only $19 for an exam and x-ray. All new summer patients will be entered into their drawing where they are giving away two iPads and an iWatch Sport. Brenham Family Dental is now taking new patients at 2001 South Market Street in Brenham. They treat patients from ages 6 months to over 99 years old. If you're looking for an orthodontist, Brenham Family Dental is the place to go. They offer traditional metal with colorful elastics for a more unique and colorful smile. They also also offer Invisalign, made with 3D computer imaging technology, which has been proven effective in teeth straightening. And for patients with cosmetic concerns, they also offer clear ceramic braces. Come in for your free consultation. Brenham Family Dental guarantees the best prices in the area. Brenham Family Dental is open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5, Saturday by appointment only, and emergency walk-ins. Call Brenham Family Dental for an appointment at 979-421-9685. All PPO, Medicaid, Medicare, CHIP, and CARE credit accepted. Se habla español.
Harry Ratcliffe, your local Culligan man, has asked me to talk to you about your water. Is it smelling funky, weird smelling, nasty smelling? Then call Perry and ask about a Culligan water filtration system. It gets rid of the smell so you get fresh, delicious water whether you have city or well water. Culligan can make it better. And right now, get free standard installation through September 30th. Call Perry Ratcliffe today at 979-836-2180 or go to Culligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Contaminants may not be in your water. Dealer participation may vary.
It's the final weekend of Hot Nights, Cool Tunes in downtown Brenham.
And you don't want to miss one of the most popular bands in Houston.
This Saturday night, Main Street Brenham presents
Molly and the Ringwalds.
I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Molly and the Ringwalds.
Playing everyone's favorite songs from the 80s.
A sponsor by Brenham National Bank, Seidel Schrader & Company, Spies Germania Insurance, and Paula Roach Dentistry. Join the crowd in the Courthouse Square this Saturday night at 7 for great music, food, and drinks, plus the Stray Cats Car Club Cruising.
Bring your chairs, but please leave your cooler at home because the music is free.
Your purchase of beer, sangria, and margaritas at the concert will support Downtown Brenham Project.
It's the last free Hot Nights Cool Tunes concert of the summer in downtown Brenham.
This Saturday night.
With Molly and the Ringwalds.
Sponsored by Seidel Schrader & Company, Paul Roach Dentistry, Brenham National Bank, and Spies Germania Insurance. A project of Main Street Brenham.
Find new roads in a Chevrolet at Tegeler Chevrolet and Industry, where you can see the great deals on some impressive trucks. Check out their rebates on select models. Don't wait. Visit Tegeler Chevrolet now. Tegeler Chevrolet, 13 miles down FM 109 from Brenham, where you'll always find a great deal on a new vehicle and great service after the sale. Visit anytime at TeglerChevrolet.com. That's T-E-G-E-L-E-R Chevrolet.com. Hurry in today and find new roads in a Chevrolet.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Welcome back to Safety Talk once again. 979-836-9937 this morning. 836-9937. Get your questions asked. Also mail mail at kwhi.com with Uncle Jimmy Morgan and Trooper. Is it Trooper?
Trooper Craig Hagan, yes.
I always want to know if I'm going to be Trooper or Corporal or Sergeant.
In San Gabriel, Texas, they call him Shadon.
Shadon. Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's laughing. He know I'm right, though.
I don't know if I should touch that one. I don't want to make the guy mad. I just met him.
Oh, man. So.
All right. Safe to talk to you once again. Questions. We had a phone call off the air. Want to discuss. So basically what you were going over a while ago, just complying.
Yeah.
With officers.
So I guess in general terms speaking here, officer has you stop. For what reason does officer decide to ask you to step out of your vehicle? And a lot of this has to do where the vehicles, where you were stopped at, the amount of traffic. We just had a trooper that got, while he was sitting in his car, just got reared on a traffic stop down towards Houston just a week or two ago. So these traffic stops, if anybody's has certainly paid attention, there's... Matter of fact, we've lost 63 officers, Craig, this year in the U.S. and somewhere around a 29% increase. 80 of them, Texas leads in officers' deaths this year. So this law enforcement thing we're talking about is a very dangerous job. People talk about shooting all the time, but a lot of these fatalities I'm talking about are vehicle auto-related type crashes while we're losing officers. So we're on an increase. There's 63 in the U.S., and Texas has 8 of them. So we lead the United States in officer deaths so far in 2015. So when the officer makes a traffic stop, based on the traffic flow, where he has you stopped at, if he's spending a great amount of time. Now, sometimes there's two different approaches. You got the passenger side approach, and you got a driver side approach. But if he's driver side and he feels like there's just too much going on, and the stop is going a little bit longer what he wanted, maybe he sees some things, maybe the person has trouble finding their insurance or driver license, he may then make that decision. Could you step out of the vehicle and let's step off the side of the road where it's safer, not only for me, but for you and everybody involved. So does he have a right to do that? Absolutely has a right to do that. If you have passengers and if there's something going on, he suspects something going on and articulate, because, like I say, a lot of times the officer's seen some things we can't see on video. And it just some people call it a sixth sense. And but back in my days where I stopped a lot of cars and stuff, I know exactly what kind of goes on in this. And sometimes you have to ask that passenger to step out again for safety reasons and interview them. And the officer has the right to do that also. So now if he feels like everything's good, he doesn't need to get you out of the car, he may leave you in the car. And people ask me that all the time, that if I get stopped, do I need to get out of the car? I would say no. Stay in your car, hands on the wheel. Your registration and all that stuff, if you hadn't done this already, take that stuff and put it above your visor, where not in your glove box, where you're digging through a bunch of, you know, it's the last thing you'll find. You know, you're saying, well, it's in here. I know it's in here. I saw it the other day. You'd be digging all through it, and you'd never find it. So while you're doing that, the officer's saying, okay, what are you digging for? You know, so it just kind of puts the officer on edge. So take that stuff, put it on the visor, have your driver license if he asks for it, where you know where that's at. And be right there and say, here, sir, here's my license, insurance, and registration. Now it may be a VIR report, depending on how that's going. But so have that stuff available, and that puts the officer at ease. He's going to check your driver license, all that stuff, check everything out, and certainly he'll make that decision what he needs to do on the violation, send you on down the road.
And just do what you're asked, you know, and everything.
Yeah, like we mentioned before, you don't want to have court on the side of the road. And like I say, if you don't agree with his professionalism and you have a problem how he handled that traffic stop, whether it's our department, anybody stop, get a hold of the agency and get a hold of their supervisor, let them know what the deal is. They'll research it. Most police officers these days have dash cam videos in their patrol car. So. Got another call?
Yeah, we do have a phone call here. Good morning. I'm on Safety Talk today. Have a question?
Yes. About 3 years ago, I was coming from my, it was like a stepdad to me, my best friend's dad's funeral. And I was driving a town car at the time, and it was real cleaned up. I had my suit on. We just came from the funeral. I was getting ready to go to his mother's house to have dinner. And I drove down 290 out by the EMS, and there was a DOT officer. And he pulled me over, and I finally had a place to pull over there by Slotsky's in the parking lot.
Okay.
He pulled me out of the car, searched my whole car, took my girlfriend out of the car, made her dump her purse out on the deal. I said, sir, we just came for a funeral. What is your problem? He said, well, I stopped you because your tent's too dark. I said, bull corn. I said, I just had it inspected, and they passed it. And he said, well, we just had a new law that just changed. So I think he was more or less harassing me.
Okay.
And I just really felt, you know, really humiliated about that.
All right.
Because it was a really sad day that day.
Okay. Now, do you want me to comment or do you, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I always make it a practice. If I'm not on a traffic stop, I certainly can't tell you what the officer was seeing, what all that good stuff. But let's go through some of the things that you said.
He said I was a drug lord. Are you carrying drugs?
Okay.
I said, hell no, I ain't carrying no drugs.
All right. I'm glad to hear you finally laugh here for a minute. So,
yeah.
Okay, let's go through this. This window tint thing that you bring up. There was a time that I will tell you this. people that install window tint do not always put legal tint on a vehicle. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Even though that you ask them to put the legal window tint on there, they don't always happen. Now, when you get your car inspected, I will tell you this, even now, they're supposed to inspect the front driver and passenger side window. I will tell you that don't always get done. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir. I agree with that.
Okay. Now, once you go by with dark window tint, and because if you look up the Criminal Court of Procedures on window tint, I'm actually the officer that actually created that law.
Okay.
That's one of the things. I was on the right side of law on that deal. But anyway, so I know a little bit about window tint, and I know where it was and now where it's involved to now. So now when you're dealing with dark window tint, can you say, let me ask you this. Do you think the officer actually knows who's in the car and how many people's in the car?
He could see me through there. It wasn't that dark.
Okay. Well, that's on yours. But typically not. Typically when an officer stops and enforces a window tint, they're not able to see how many people's in the car, who's driving, what race, anything about you. They're saving vehicle going down the road, dark window tint. That's usually, and that's what I'm saying, it's not a trick or whatever. Using your experience when you pull over and you use tint meters that we have, you get a pretty good feel what's in violation, what's not a violation out there.
He didn't even use a meter, though. He was just picking on me.
Okay.
And plus he was a DOT officer. I said, you picked me out of 5 million cars going down the road.
It wasn't Craig, was it? It wasn't Craig, was it?
It was a bald-headed cop. It really did make me angry. Yeah. And it really embarrassed me, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for the experience. And like I said, I'm not going to try to stick up for anybody over there. If you ever felt that you were not treated justifiably on a traffic stop, we have supervisors. Take advantage of that.
I started to sue him, really, to tell you the truth.
Well, why didn't you just call a supervisor and find out if his conduct was permissible or not?
Yeah, I should have did that. I should have.
So I'm just telling you, that's how we operate. And I think anybody that knows that's done that process will tell you we handle that. We handle these calls serious.
Well, let me ask you.
We're not going to. I've been on too long to tell you anything different. I know how we conduct our business, and I know it's going to be looked into, and I know you're going to get a return phone call.
Why can the police have theirs as dark as they want?
Because the state law, the people that made that law, made an exemption for police vehicles.
Well, why?
Well, let me ask you this. Why does farmers get exemptions?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. I changed it, didn't I?
Okay.
That's a pretty good word. I don't know why. We don't make the laws. We just enforce the laws. And I would say that for whatever, and I would give you this. Today's time, a police unit, if you got to sit down in one and take a look, there's a lot of technology in these vehicles. And these summer days that we got, some of the window tint is used to help cut the heat and down and all that. So now I will tell you this, and this is just my own personal opinion on this. If you're in a marked vehicle, police vehicle like the one I drive, I'm okay with window tint, but I think it needs to be to a degree that certainly that people can see that I'm a state trooper and who I am.
I
think there's window tint out there. Now these guys that work undercover that do different things, whatever, they're going to have a little darker tint.
Okay.
So, but there's an exemption to the law for law enforcement to have darker window tint.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I just want to say I was just a little bit disappointed
I'm sorry that happened to you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for the phone call.
I tried to throw Craig on the bus. I knew it wasn't him, but
not Ball, but he's a little thinning over here.
Right.
I got a good idea who that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of farmers, we got an email in here real quick. I want to know, is the exemption for hauling hay on trailers over the 8 feet width still in effect? You know, it was waived a year or two ago. Is that still?
Perry's not our governor anymore. And have you seen anything Abbott's declared?
I haven't seen anything.
I would say right now on the safe side, go ahead and get your $10 permit. He's talking about the round cylinder bells up to 144 inches. And Prairie, you know, 2011, was it 10 or 11? When we started having the drought, somewhere around 11,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
And, 12 was bad, I know.
Yeah, that. And he kept going ahead and signing it, whatever. There's a waiver out there. That's when people were transporting hay across the state, out of state, whatever. But with the rains and stuff that we have now and the hay crop everybody's got, I don't think we're in that situation. I actually tried to look to see if Mr. Abbott had continued that. I can't find anything where he has. So I would say right now you are required the $10 permit each year, annual permit, to do the round bales up to 144 inches.
All right. And very quickly, we've got a little time left in the show this morning. One more phone call here quickly. You have a question?
I was going to make a comment. My grandfather was HPD for 40 years. And he'd always told us, and it's not out to work, when an officer pulls you over, put on your blinkers, keep your hands on your steering wheel, be polite to the officer, do as he says, and you have no problem. And that's what I took myself and my children do, and I've never had any problems. I have some officers that you kind of wonder what happened, why has he got his problem, but then again, the last guy might not have been so nice to him.
Right.
Yeah. So I just want people to know, you know, all you got to do is be nice to the officer and get your ticket and go, and nobody goes to jail.
Right.
Yeah, I know one thing he did tell me he said, as long as he's with the police force, that probably 85 to 90% of his arrests were tail lights and license plate lights, that they normally had something else going on.
Well, couple of points you pointed out is that people need to realize, and I think most people do, that look, we're like any other profession here. We're human. We have bad days, good days, just like everybody else. We try not to carry that to work. And you're right. And sometimes these traffic stops don't always go like we want them to. And certainly we try still to be as professional as we can. And that's what we need to be doing. Number two, always remember these minor fractions of traffic laws ended up and people going to jail for all these offenses I've talked about with a warning on the original stop. So, thank you for your call, and thank you, Craig, for having us today. And certainly, y'all let Craig Caden off the hook. I'm bringing him back. He ain't getting off this easy.
The door's always open. Yeah. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate that, okay. By the way. And there we go. We got, you know, running out of time here today. Any final thoughts for either one of you?
Just be safe. Be safe, and I certainly hope everybody continues has a safe summer. And I know the days are counting down. We'll be talking about school here before long.
It's coming up quick. Kids are excited about that, I know.
Yeah. But again, if you have any other questions down the road, certainly I'll entertain them here. You can call me at 979-776-3147 at my office there in Bryan. I will return your phone call.
Okay. And Trooper Kate, anything you want to say? You're awfully quiet.
just a reminder, when you see law enforcement with a vehicle stopped on the side of the road, slow down or move over. We really appreciate it.
How fast you got to slow down?
20 miles under the posted speed limit.
20 miles under or less you can get over, then you can say speed limit if you're over one lane.
Yeah, if it's four lane, you can move the opposite lane from the officer.
Okay. All right, there we go. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
And we prefer you pull to the right, not to the left. That's correct.
Yeah, on the shoulder.
Right.
The right shoulder. All right,
yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Y'all be careful. Appreciate
you
coming in.
Absolutely.
Once again, Safety Talk, Corporal Jimmy Morgan. He'll be in again in a couple of weeks. I'm not going to guess when he'll be here. We'll figure it out in a minute, though. But he'll be back, and we'll do more questions for you here on Safety Talk on KWHI. And I'm Brenham. This is approaching 10 o'clock.
Highway Patrol. I'm a Highway Patrol. Patrol, my hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the Highway Patrol. I'm just doing my job.